just want to make a huge warm welcome to all of our online family this morning and let you know how pleased and thrilled we are that you have joined us. And this morning we've got something a little bit special happening.
Yeah, a little
Pastor
bit different
David.
Today.
And so what's happening in our church service is that we have one of our incredible missionaries who is sharing her story and her lifetime call to missions.
Yeah.
But some of what she's sharing, Pastor David, is of a sensitive nature.
Absolutely, and we can't broadcast
And we aren't able to broadcast
yeah.
it. And so what we wanted to do, because we want you to really receive the word of the Lord this morning, we don't want you to miss out in any way. So what we decided to do was actually just to share this word that Pastor David has laid on his heart with you so that you can go away this morning encouraged and inspired.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Bethwyn. And this is kind of special, just being with the online church right now as you're listening to this. And this message, I'm not preaching to the church, the rest of the church, but I'm just bringing this message to you. So may God bless you. It's not a long message, but if you could just tune in right now, stay with me. And I just want to look at a scripture from John chapter 4, or I'll be referring to the scripture. And in John chapter 4, the Bible tells us about a time when Jesus was returning home from Jerusalem back to Galilee with his disciples. And there were several ways to go from Jerusalem up to Galilee. One way, the shortest way, meant that you would cut through an area of land called Samaria. But the longer way meant that you would have to skirt around the territory of Samaria. So Jesus was faced with a choice. Does he go the short way? Does he go the long way? And you and I would probably opt for the shorter way home, especially if you're walking home like they were. However, most of the Jews of that day, especially the rabbis, Pastor Bethwyn, they generally took the longer route home, going around the territory of Samaria.
Okay.
Not because they loved walking, but because they hated the Samaritans. And they just didn't want to walk through their territory. So many of the Jews in the ancient world chose to walk further rather than risk actually bumping into a Samaritan. That's how much they disliked them.
So there's great tension there
in
the country at that time.
Yeah, between the Jews and the Samaritans. But Jesus, you see, he was not like everybody else. Jesus was not like all the other Jews, and Jesus was not like the rabbis. Jesus chose to walk through the Samaritan territory, and he took his disciples with him. And even though it was a shorter way to go, it was still a long walk. So by the time they came to lunchtime, they needed a little bit of a rest and they needed some lunch. And so Jesus sent his disciples to a nearby village so they could buy some McDonald's, some lunch.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and then Jesus wearily sat down next to a well to wait for them. And Jesus may even have taken a nano nap. Do you take nano naps, Pastor Bethwyn?
Pastor David, I have to really tell you the truth and say I love nano naps.
Do you really?
Yeah. No,
wow.
I don't know if this is supposed to be confessed.
Well, this is being broadcast right now.
But here we are. I do love nano naps.
Well, you know, you're not on your own.
No.
I'm sure lots of people listening right now enjoy a nano nap. And Jesus had a nano nap in this story.
So back to the story.
So as Jesus was having his nano nap, he was suddenly interrupted by a Samaritan woman. And the woman had just come there because she wanted water from the well. She came to draw water from the well. But the thing is, she shouldn't have been there. She shouldn't have been there at that time because it's lunchtime and it was also the hottest part of the day. You see?
Okay.
And the women who went for the water generally went when it was cooler in the morning, first thing in the morning.
But there's a reason why she went at that time of the day, right?
Yeah, we're heading that way because it's also, see, she was also by herself.
Yes.
And again, the custom of the day was that women actually went to the wells in groups.
Yes, together.
In groups. Mm. So this woman, she ignored Jesus. He's just having his nano nap. And she started to lower her bucket to draw up some water. And then Jesus is the one now who starts a conversation with her and he says, please give me a drink. And straight away, the woman could tell by his accent that he was a Jew. You know,
okay.
It's like you could tell somebody's from New Zealand.
Absolutely.
Because you can pick it straight away, can't you?
Yes.
You
know,
fish.
Yes.
Sucks. Amen. I'll leave it there.
Leave it there.
I'll leave it right there. She picked his accent up straight away. But instead of walking away from Jesus, this Samaritan woman actually stood her ground and retorted, "You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" She knew, you see, that Jesus was defying cultural behaviors when he spoke to her.
Yes.
And she's a bit feisty, so she chose to defy cultural behaviors herself by daring to answer him back instead of running away.
So she is one tenacious girl.
She is. She actually is. She's quite an interesting lady. Chances are, just, you know, 30 minutes before this, chances are that when the disciples walked into the village she was coming from to go and buy food, she probably passed the disciples on the way, on the road. But because of social customs that existed at that time, those 12 men would not have politely made way for the Samaritan woman to go by them at all. Rather, the Samaritan woman, because of social customs of the day, she would have had to get off the road to let the Jewish men walk by. That was one of the customs of the day.
Wow, that's incredible.
And they wouldn't have spoken to her. They would have not acknowledged her. And some of the disciples might have even chose to look away from her and not set their eyes upon her. And that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. But that was the culture of the day. Mm.
And there's a gender thing going on there too, isn't there?
Oh, very, absolutely.
Strong, a very strong gender.
Yes.
Female, and that was part of the culture of the day also.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was actually so severe that even some of the rabbis in the time of Jesus was called the bruised and bleeding Pharisees.
Whoa.
You know why? Because they shut their eyes when they saw a woman on the street, and so they ended up walking into walls and houses.
Oh, my goodness.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
That seems bizarre to us in this day and age.
It is, but culture is powerful. Mm. When it's part of your culture, you become blind to what your culture is like.
Absolutely.
So culture is powerful, but Jesus ignored culture if it got in the way of him helping someone. Jesus is respectful, but he did not follow culture if it stopped him from trying to help someone. And so Jesus engaged this Samaritan woman in conversation straight away. And the dialogue between Jesus and the Samaritan woman was really quite fascinating, actually. And it did not take Jesus very long, actually, to discover the reason why the woman was alone, as you were alluding to earlier.
Yes, yes.
Her promiscuity was the reason why the other women were not with her. Yet we know that Jesus didn't condemn her. He never rubbished her. Instead, he spoke to her heart and he offered her living water, spirit water, eternal water, if you like, salvation. She spoke directly to her heart.
Yes, he went to the core issue.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And if I could turn this page, that would be great. For all of this lady's bravado, the woman was actually very thirsty for life.
Yes, but It was a different thirst. It was a desperate thirst, I think.
Yeah, and it wasn't just for natural water, it was for spiritual water, the living water that only Jesus offers. Yeah. And Jesus picked that up straight away. And the woman was thirsty as well for peace. She was thirsty for love and acceptance. And so this broken woman was thirsty also for hope. And Jesus offered her the kind of spiritual water and the life that only God can offer. Amen. He offers you the same thing today. Eventually, the woman said to Jesus, "I know the Messiah is coming, the one who is called Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus said to her, "I am the Messiah." And you know, this is really amazing.
Yes.
It's quite profound, because you just think in Israel there was all these important people, all these important rabbis walking around who Jesus could have spoken to, but instead Jesus went out of his way, found a despised, friendless Samaritan woman and spoke to her, and he revealed his identity to her.
So he was totally not influenced by her status.
Not at all. Not
by
at all.
Her standing in society. Yeah.
He was influenced by the condition of her heart. She was thirsty.
Yeah.
She was thirsty.
She was thirsty.
Yeah. Then the disciples came back. They had lunch with them. But then, as they came back, the Samaritan woman left her water jar. You got to remember, she came for natural water, but she left the water jar there by the well and forgot about all of that. And she ran back to the village. And this is what she said to everyone. She said, "Come, come quickly and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah?"
Defining moment.
Absolutely. So what did the people do? It's interesting. The Bible says that they came streaming out of the village to see Jesus. And the Bible says that many Samaritans from the village believed in Jesus because the woman said, "He told me everything I ever did." Very interesting. But when these people saw Jesus themselves, they begged him to stay with them for a few days. Now, you've got to remember, everybody else is going around Samaria. Jesus has taken the shortcut, but then he decides to stop and have a holiday in Samaria and be with these people because he loved them. And he stayed with them for a few days.
Yeah. And also, his whole DNA is relationship.
Absolutely.
He actually loves to spend time with his people, Amen. With those he loves.
Amen. That is so true. And he wants to spend time with us.
Yes, he does.
And people at home online right now in their lounge rooms.
Yes.
He wants to be in your home, be big in your home. Then the people in the village later said to the woman, "Now we believe, not just because of what you told us, but because we have heard him ourselves. Now we know that Jesus is indeed the Saviour of the world." So just think about this, everybody. That's beautiful. They now know that he's the Saviour of the world. But think about this. This Samaritan woman met Jesus, and then what did she do? The first thing she did was to then introduce other people to Jesus. And you know, that Samaritan village, and you can read about it actually in the book of Acts, later had a mighty visitation of God's salvation and mercy because Jesus visited that village and that woman introduced those people to Jesus.
Incredible. What a ripple effect.
Absolutely.
That one conversation had.
Yeah.
That one conversation actually influenced generations.
Amen. Absolutely. It's so true. And then this Samaritan woman, now I want us to use our imagination a little bit here, she eventually passed from this life into eternity. She died.
Yes.
One day we're going to meet her in heaven because that's where she is. And she went to heaven because she had that encounter with Jesus. And that's the only way you get into heaven, right?
Correct. Right?
But I suspect after arriving in heaven and after being overwhelmed by the wonder of that future life, this Samaritan woman, I believe this is true, then started to bump into other people in heaven who were from her village.
Oh, I love that. See, I love that idea.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's
to
what's
us.
Going to happen.
And that's what happened to her. And she, you just imagine how excited she was. Oh, I remember you. You came out of the village to see Jesus.
Yes.
You were the first out of the village. Yeah, I remember you. Yeah. And maybe they even got together in heaven and had a reunion of the village in heaven. You know, I'm sure they could have done that. And they probably threw a huge party because heaven has lots of parties.
Oh.
We know that. Angels rejoice when somebody comes to Christ. But I can imagine these people saying to her in heaven, "If you had not come to tell us about Jesus, we would be lost. Thank you for caring about us." Then I can imagine somebody else coming up to the Samaritan woman in heaven and saying, "Thank you. Thank you, thank you for telling me about Jesus. Thank you for coming back from the world to find me so I could find Jesus. Thank you for not keeping Jesus to yourself.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing Jesus and thank you for telling me about him." Imagine the thrill. Imagine the joy of that Samaritan woman in heaven when she sees people in heaven because she shared Jesus with them.
But what a strong message to you and I today.
Absolutely.
That lady didn't keep it to herself, that she told as many people as would listen about her encounter with Jesus.
Amen. And so she's a great example to us, isn't she?
She is.
She's a great example. And like her, ladies and gentlemen, we're compelled. We must share Jesus with other people in our lives. But that also includes reaching people in other lands, because people in other lands, surely they have a right to hear about Jesus just like we've heard about Jesus. Surely they have that right. But unfortunately, most of us, we're unable to go to other lands. We can't do that. And I'm not just talking about COVID restrictions.
No, that's going to pass. No, but way pass. Before then.
Yeah. Most of us never will go to other lands to be missionaries. But what we can do is we can send our missionaries. We can send our Christian workers to other lands. And because we support our missionaries, that means that when we get to heaven, please online, listen to what I'm about to say. When we support our missionaries, that means that when we will get to heaven, we will meet people who once used to live in Africa or Asia or wherever, and those people, and you don't even know who they are, will come up to you, come up to me, and they will say to us, thank you for supporting the missionaries that came to my country.
Yes.
Thank you for caring enough for me that you gave your hard-earned money to send someone to my country to tell me about Jesus. Thank you. Because you did that, I'm in heaven today. Thank you for believing that I had the right to hear about Jesus, and now I am in heaven because you cared enough for me.
Beautiful. It's just the whole picture is just so inspiring.
Amen.
To think that right here, right now, we can, through our support, through our financial giving, we can actually influence people to encounter Jesus for themselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, behind every missionary, there's has to be a great team.
Yes, there does.
And, you know, for us together here at Real Life Church, and we're inviting you online as well, together, we do everything we can to give people in other places and other lands a chance to hear about Jesus. That's what we do. And this month of June is our missions month, as you've already mentioned earlier. And lots of people here at Real Life Church and those online too are pledging to financially support our missionaries for the next 12 months. And I just think this is so exciting. I also think it's incredibly important. And so just as we come to the end of this message, we just want to invite you to be part of our 12-month pledge starting this financial year, July 1, all the way through to the end of that financial year, to give people, give to missions, give to people a chance, at least a chance, one chance to hear about Jesus.
That's it.
By supporting our missions.
Yes, that's right.
And
absolutely.
The more money that comes in, the more work we can do overseas in other lands.
That's
give people
right.
that chance.
Yeah. We want to live large and we want our lives to impact and count.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just like the Samaritan woman, let's
not
keep Jesus to ourselves, but let's freely we have received, let's freely give. Amen.
Amen. So, well, look, if you're wanting to do that, we're realizing obviously that there are those of you listening who are online, and what we'd like to invite you to do, you know that we have a specific phone where you can contact us for prayer, for pastoral care. But what we'd like to invite you to do is to use that phone to say if you're going to pledge for the next year to sow into our missions program, our missions vision here at Real Life Church. And I'm going to just say the number for you this morning. I'm going to say it slowly.
Say it slowly. Here we go.
And so you might want to get a pen and jot this down. And we are not remotely bothered about amounts. We're all about hearts. And whatever amount that you feel God's told you to give, you can let us know that on this phone number. So it's 0413 531 623. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening in this morning. God bless you.
Actually, Pastor Bethman, I want to interrupt you.
Please do.
Because I just want to ask people about their own faith.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Because, you know, we're talking about the Samaritan woman, that she's going to go to heaven. And we're talking about the people from the village.
Yeah, what about you?
Absolutely. What about people at home? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour? You know, Jesus is reaching out to you today. He actually went through the shortest route to a place nobody else wanted to go to win that Samaritan woman.
I love that.
And he's speaking to you today. You just happened to have tuned in. You happened to be online.
He found her where she was.
Yeah.
And he wants to find you this morning where you are.
Yeah. So, Pastor Bethman, why don't you pray for people at home today who want to commit their life to Jesus?
All right.
And we invite you to surrender your heart to Jesus. Open your heart to the Lord. you know, and ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life. Would you like to pray?
All right, so if you want to ask Jesus into your heart and life this morning, I'm going to pray a prayer, and I'd love you to pray it with me. So, dear Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins.
Yeah.
And I ask you to come into my heart and become my Lord and Savior. I thank you because you died on the cross for me that I could have eternal life.
Yes.
And I accept you into my life and make you the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And please, if you have prayed that prayer with us this morning, would you let us know by phone, that number that we've already given you, that you've given your heart to Jesus, because we'd love to help you in your journey of faith.
Amen. So thank you for joining us with us today. May the Lord bless you. Have a wonderful week, and God bless you.
God bless. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.